Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Leo Lowenstein and Tim Gogshell. We begin with a remake of the 2011 Mexican film Miss Bala, the brand new version directed by Catherine Hardwicke, starring Gina Rodriguez. Tim?
Oh, the Hollywoodization of a perfectly good Mexican film. Oddly, both films are mostly in Spanish, so it doesn't really make a lot of sense what's going on here. This is just way too slick. The other film was grungy. The other film had an energy to it and felt real. This feels like a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, and Catherine Hardwicke, who's a great director, having done things like 13 and Lords of Dogtown and Twilight, she can get a very strong female perspective across. I didn't feel like this film had that much of a perspective, and Gina Rodriguez was a little bit wasted here. Not that great of a film.
Miss Bala is written by Gareth Dunay Alcacer. It's rated PG-13 in wide release. Next up, the film Arctic. The drama stars Mads Mikkelsen, Maria Thelma, Smara Dotter, Joe Penna, the director, and co-screenwriter. Lael?
Oh, I love this film so much. Hands down for me, the top film of the week. I happen to love survival stories, particularly set in the wilderness, films like Touching the Void, Into the Wild, movies like that, 147 Hours. This is just an absolute top take on a survival story. Mads Mikkelsen is excellent, brilliantly directed. There's not a lot of dialogue, but there's so much story here. It begins in medias res. You don't know where it's going to go, and it takes you along every step of the way. You're on the edge of your seat.
It's all this Lost meets Castaway. Mads' face is just this extraordinary thing. What I love about this film, it really is an all is lost sort of situation, but his character is hopeful, always hopeful.
Arctic, rated PG-13 at the Landmark Theater West L.A., the Arclight in Hollywood. Velvet Buzzsaw, satirical thriller starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Rene Russo, and Toni Collette. Dan Gilroy, the writer-director. Lael?
So hard to walk that fine line of comedy and horror, and films like Get Out have done it well. This is less successful, but it's got a top-notch cast, so pretty good spoof of the art world, and some really fun turns by some top-notch actors.
Really, some outstanding work by the actors, John Malkovich here. It's set in the L.A. art world. I would buy it more if it were set in the New York art world, where they're actually obnoxious. The L.A. art world isn't this obnoxious. I'm sorry.
Velvet Buzzsaw is on Netflix and at the Landmark Theater in West L.A., rated R. And finally, Daughter of Mine, an Italian drama starring Valeria Golino. Laura Bispuri is the director and co-screenwriter.
A very strong movie about this little girl trying to figure out which one of these women are actually her mother.
It's unrated at the Royal Theater in West LA. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a wonderful weekend.